I want to speak about an unstoppable power. I want to speak about an unstoppable power. If you want to know what unstoppable power is, we need to read Acts chapter 5. Because in Acts chapter 5, we see what it is to live boldly in Christ. The book of Acts chapter 5 is one of the most powerful and challenging chapters in the book of Acts. It reminds us of a truth that the early church lived by. That when the Spirit of God is at work, no opposition, no obstacle, and no enemy can stop the kingdom of God. Acts 5 is a chapter of contrast, judgment and mercy, opposition and miracles, persecution, and unstoppable boldness. It's a call to purity, to power, and to perseverance in our faith. Now you'll notice I mentioned the call to purity. And this is where in Acts chapter 5 we found the account of Ananias and Sapphira. In verse 4 it says, "You have not lied to men, but to God." The chapter begins with the sobering account of Ananias and Sapphira. They tried to deceive the church and the Holy Spirit by pretending to give all their proceeds while secretly keeping part of it themselves. Their punishment was swift and it was severe. The story isn't about money. It's about purity in the church. God was establishing a standard of integrity, holiness, and honesty of his people. We think of a garden, a single weed can spread and choke out the good plants if not removed. In the same way, God dealt with sin decisively to protect the flourishing of his church. And then when we get to Acts chapter 5 verse 12, we start seeing the power of signs and wonders. Verse 12 says, "And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people." As the apostles walked in obedience and holiness, God's power flowed through them mightily. The sick were healed, the oppressed were delivered, and multitudes of people came to faith. Miracles are not just a demonstration of God's power, but they are invitations to believe in His name. Do we still believe in a miracle-working God? Do we? That the same Spirit who empowered the apostles is available for us today. Let us step out in faith. Let's expect God to do the impossible. Imagine people lining the streets, hoping that Peter's shadow would fall on them. Their faith was so strong that they believed even proximity to the Spirit-filled apostles could bring healing to the sick. What would happen if we had that same level of expectation today? And then when we get to Acts 5, verse 19 to 20, we start seeing the courage to stand, of facing opposition with boldness. Verse 19 to 20 says, "But at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, 'Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.'" When the apostles were arrested, for preaching the gospel. God didn't just deliver them. He sent them back to preach with even more boldness than what they had before they were imprisoned. They didn't run or hide, but they stood firm in their mission. Opposition isn't a sign that you're on the wrong path. It's confirmation that you are making an impact for God's kingdom. If you think of a river flowing against rocks, the rocks don't stop the water, but they shape its course. In the same way, challenges and opposition shape us into stronger witnesses for Jesus Christ. Where is God calling you to stand firm in your life? Boldness isn't the absence of fear, but it's the presence of faith. And then we move on to Acts 5, and we see in verse 29 that we ought to obey God rather than men. When the religious leaders demanded that the apostles stop preaching, Peter boldly declared allegiance to God. This wasn't rebellion. It was obedience to the higher authority of heaven. In a world where the pressure is to compromise, it's everywhere, we must decide who we serve. Is it God or is it man? Obeying God isn't always popular, but it's always right. The apostles were willing to risk everything for the name of Jesus. Are we willing to risk everything for Jesus? And then in verse 38 to 39, we read about the unstoppable nature of God's kingdom. It says in 38 to 39, if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. Even Gamaliel, a Pharisee, recognized the unstoppable nature of God's work. He advised the council to leave the apostles alone, warning that they might find themselves opposing God. The church isn't built on human effort. It's built on the power of God. No government, no persecution, no cultural trend can stop what God has ordained. Imagine trying to stop the wind with your hands. Just as you can't stop the wind, you can't stop the Spirit of God. Are you part of God's unstoppable work? The question isn't whether His kingdom will prevail. It will. The question is whether we will align ourselves with His purpose. And then here comes a rather challenging one in Acts chapter 5, verse 41. And it speaks about the joy of suffering for Christ. Verse 41 says, so they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. The apostles were beaten for their faith, yet they rejoiced. Why? because they understood the privilege of suffering for Christ. When we endure hardship for the gospel, we join in the sufferings of Christ. Our trials become a testimony, and our perseverance becomes a witness. Would you be able to find joy in the midst of persecution? We need to remember that our reward is not earthly, but our reward is eternal. Yeah, Acts 5 speaks about living unstoppably for Jesus. It paints a picture of a church that's on fire for God, pure, powerful, bold, and unshakable. The same Spirit that empowered the apostles is working in us today. I encourage you this morning to examine your heart. Is there anything that you need to surrender to God? To step out in faith. Believe. Yes, believe for miracles and be bold in your witness. Stand firm. Obey God above all else, no matter what the cost. May we as believers and as a church be an Acts 5 church as we move forward into 2025. I'd encourage you, when you get home, open up the book of Acts, read chapter 5. It's rich. And we can carry that same richness with us when we let the writing on those pages sink into our hearts. God bless you. Amen.